Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Hey, this is Puka Nacua, and you're listening to Roster Watch. Roster Watch Nation, we are live. It's Friday, mid-May. The Trash Man and Cody Carpentier here to talk all things Dynasty. If you got a question, drop it in the chat if you are here live on YouTube. We appreciate y'all for tapping in every single day on Roster Watch all summer long. We're cresting towards 10,000 subscribers, so make sure you click that like button. Click subscribe if you're on YouTube, and if you're on podcast, stay locked in and leave a 5-star review. Today, the Trash Man and I are going to be talking about players, mainly wide receivers, that can ascend into the top 10 at the position in Dynasty Fantasy Football over the course of the next 365 days. Because if you're not looking ahead in Dynasty, you're already going to fall behind. Some of the players that we have right on the brink. So right now, Trashman's number 10 Dynasty wide receiver is Nico Collins. Mine's Brian Thomas. And the consensus has Marvin Harrison Jr. at number 10 overall at the wide receiver position. Like I said, today we're going to talk about a handful of guys, maybe 5, 6, 7, 8 guys that could potentially push their way into the top 10 in Dynasty in 2025 and beyond. Trashman, how you doing?
I can't complain. Well, I guess I could complain, but who would really listen?
I mean, you could complain, but it's Friday. So, yeah, most people probably just be like, listen, dude, it's Friday. It's not Monday. If it was Monday, they could probably give you like 2 minutes soapbox.
Oh, I love Mondays, you know, get the week started off. All that potential Friday, it's all been exhausted. Who really puts in their best work on a Friday? It's just like you're coasting at them.
Well, that's a great point, but we are. It's morning time technically, and we're putting in work in the morning on a Friday, so you can get out early. It's sunny outside. You know what I wish I was doing? I wish I had, you know, like 18 holes lined up for this afternoon, but I don't. I got to go change the oil in the car, so it's not quite as fun, but.
There's a dirty joke in there somewhere, but I'm gonna
something about oil and holes. I don't know.
I'm gonna take that strike.
All right, let's start here with a player that can jump into the top 10 at the wide receiver position. Who's the first one that comes to mind for you, Trash Man?
I mean, for me, you know, it's Tyreek Hill.
Ooh.
I mean, I know it seems like a dark horse, but really, I mean, age 31, I mean, we're talking about like Derrick Henry is basically a top 10 running back at age 31. I mean, Tyreek Hill's a wide receiver at 31. He's still got it. He's still got juice. You know, and it's the situation that, I mean, it's really only the situation in Miami that's plagued him in 2024. I mean, with his quarterback being injured, you know, all the time, contract disputes now, but like if he is healthy and if he's on the field for every game of 2025, as is Tua Tagovailoa, that's a recipe for top 10. I mean, they really haven't done much in that receiving game since last season. I mean, Jonnu Smith has more of an impact there, but I mean, I think that's, you know, more in the red zone, and I think there's still plenty of targets for Hill to have a top 10 finish in fantasy in 2025.
I like that. I don't think it's I guess the one when you first said, I thought you were going towards he could jump back in the top 10 in Dynasty, which I don't that's a feels like it's kind of out of pocket at this point for him to get back up to that conversation. But as far as the 2025
5 season goes, I could see it 100%. I actually just had a buddy text me the other day. He's like, man, I just traded for Tyreek Hill in Dynasty. I'm feeling good about it. And I'm like, dude, I kind of wonder if he's not going to be traded. I kind of wonder what's going to happen in Miami if that ship starts to sink a little bit and they throw the Jalen Ramsey thing out, they throw the Tyreek Hill thing out, and, you know, who knows if Tua stays healthy, and all of a sudden it's like Quinn Ewers throwing the ball to Jalen Waddle by week 6, and all of a sudden they're looking at the 101 in 2026.
Yeah, but the thing is, if Tyreek Hill goes somewhere else, he's still going to be good there. It's not like he's gone somewhere and been bad. I mean,
I'd love to see him to go back
still,
to KC.
He's still Tyreek Hill, and like, I don't know, I could see him playing another 4 years.
Can we send it back to KC?
Well, I was going to if you didn't.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool with a little Tyreek Hill love going back to Kansas City.
I thought you were talking about for the next pick, but go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I would just love to see him go back to Kansas City overall, like get traded there, like week 5, week 6. That would be dynamo.
Oh, I would have loved to seen him go to the Cowboys. Him be the number.
Yo, that would have indoors.
Been. Yeah.
Inside a. Oh gosh. Like, oh, yeah, you know, Tyreek Hill's in his back 9. It's like, yeah, but now it's Tyreek Hill inside of CeeDee Lamb. That would be kind of electric. All right, that's an interesting one. I'm going to go Tetterell McMillan. Right now in Dynasty, I got him as wide receiver 20, and it's a guy that as a rookie, being just 22 years old in Carolina, he's going to get peppered with targets. I know we've talked about him on the show, obviously, over the course of the last 5 months. Not the biggest fans of him, but I'm chasing targets here. I'm chasing opportunities. He should be the lead dog in this offense, even though we've heard a lot of good stuff about Jimmy Horn Jr., the wide receiver from Colorado, from rookie camp.
So who I loved at the Shrine Bowl.
Exactly. And he was like, you know, technically like, third fiddle behind LaJonte Wester and Travis Hunter at Colorado. So not a lot of people are dialed into Jimmy Horn Jr., but he had a good rookie camp for the Panthers. But I'm going to go Tet McMillan. He's a guy that I think can jump into the top 10, not only in Dynasty, but also in the 2025 season, just based on targets and this offense that is sort of looking for, like, you look at Dave Canales going over there from Tampa like a couple years ago and trying to get this quarterback straight. Like, technically, even though I don't want to say this out loud because it's going to come off as a comp, technically Tetterell McMillan should be in the Mike Evans role, even though that's not where I want to compare or anything like this, but that should be the role he should be in, which obviously presents tons of upside, not only in Dynasty, but also in the season long, double digit touchdowns, 1,000 receiving yards, you know, 140, 160 targets. So Tetterell McMillan right now, consensus in Dynasty, Tetterell McMillan is sitting at wide receiver 16. So technically I'm behind on consensus. I have him wide receiver 20 in Dynasty. Trashman, who's your next?
Okay, so if he's Mike Evans, who's Baker Mayfield? It's not Bryce Young. The thing is, there's not going to be a top 10 wide receiver for the Carolina Panthers. That's just
– There's not going to be one from the Panthers, you said.
With Bryce Young as quarterback. Yeah, that's not happening.
All right.
But what could happen, another rookie receiver who's better than Tet McMillan and is on a better offense with a better quarterback is Travis Hunter. There's definitely a chance for him to be a top 10 receiver in his rookie season. Arguably the best receiver in the draft. Arguably the best player in the draft. Arguably now the best player on his team. Why would that upside not be there for Travis Hunter in his rookie season to be a top 10 wide receiver? If we're putting, you know, if Jordan Addison is close to that area, then how is Travis Hunter with Trevor Lawrence, who we've seen do really well, you know, he's kind of had a regression, but we've seen his upside and we know the talent that Travis Hunter has. And we know that Brian Thomas is opposite him, but that could open up things for Travis Hunter. I think it will. So I think there's definitely, I think top 10 air, rarefied air is possible for Travis Hunter.
Well, I think the argument against that would be kind of, you brought it up, it's Brian Thomas, and I feel like you've made this argument the last couple of weeks. It's like,
I made a lot of arguments.
There can't
That's
be two.
What I do, make arguments.
There can't be two top 20 receivers on this offense. Brian Thomas himself last year, as prolific as he was, 10 receiving touchdowns, 1,282 yards, 87 receptions, 133 targets, 1,542 air yards, Trashman, was 11th in points per game.
That's fine. The thing is, like, we talk about Mike Evans, we talk about Chris Godwin. I mean, those two during their primes were both potentially top 10 wide receivers. Why could Hunter and Thomas not be able to do the same thing in that offense where there really aren't that many other talented pass catching options?
Boy, if we get Travis Hunter in the full blown Chris Godwin role, I would love that.
I mean, like, how is this not comparable to like a Chase Higgins situation? You know, I might be going back on not being able to have two top 20 wide receivers with both of those guys. Okay. So I think that was my last one, right?
Yeah, Travis Hunter was yours. I'm gonna go deep here.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
I'm going to go to Buffalo. I'm going to go deep. This is a lobbing.
Is it a tight end?
No, I'm going to go deep. This is a guy that I think I'm well ahead of consensus on. Let me look at so I have him as dynasty wide receiver 28. I probably got to like use the search engine to find him on Keep Trade Cut. They have him at wide receiver 45 consensus. That's Mr. Keon Coleman. Keon Coleman had 29 receptions, 556 yards, averaged 19.2 yards per reception last year. 4 touchdowns for the Buffalo Bills. The Bills didn't really add a lot. They had Josh Palmer. Yes, sure, have it. They have Khalil Shakir, and I think
they have Elijah Moore. That's not adding a lot.
Gosh, I got to keep this Elijah. I love Elijah Moore, but like this is the outside. This is the alpha. Here's the thing:
Josh Palmer, Elijah Moore, and then Curtis Samuel's back. That's not nothing.
Doug, those are elite underneath, you know, cross routes, bubble screens, whip routes. Like that's elite work underneath from all the names you just like Khalil Shakir, Elijah Moore, Curtis Sand, whip route city, bubble screen city, right? This is, again, they can excel in that area. 19.4 yards per reception from Keon Coleman last year. This is a guy that everybody's kind of just like, let the ship sail on because, like, oh, okay, you know, not good. Yards per outrun were bad in college. We don't like this guy. He's bad. Johnny Wilson had a better yards per outrun in college than Keon Coleman, his own teammate. Keon's 6'3", 213 pounds. Yes, he ran a 4.61. He was the first pick in the second round last year. He's 22 years old. He ran 22 point some miles per hour in the gauntlet drill at the NFL Combine. That was his big stay because they were like, well, he ran slow, so what is this? 40% college dominator, 80th percentile, 83rd percentile breakout age. I think Keon Coleman is going to get another opportunity this year, whereas last year when I did go up to that Steelers and Bills training camp practice together, it was pretty apparent that like early on in that first offseason, we often hear this too, where like the first offseason is not always the most efficient for these rookies because they have so much coming out of their college season. Again, he went 13-0 in college. They played in like the Orange Bowl, got dusted by – George, I don't even know if he played in that game. Straight into the combine, straight into the preseason, like, boom. He did not have any connection with Josh Allen. There was Tyrell Shavers and Mac Hollins had better connections with Josh Allen in that training camp practice. And I was like, this guy's not ready. But as the season went on, you started to see a little more opportunity. You started to see a 49-yard touchdown against Houston, 5 for 70 against Seattle, 3 for 27, a touchdown against the Jets. He started to get more opportunities as the season waned, and I think that's going to continue to go as this season comes. And here's the thing. They could have been on the George Pickens thing. They could have been in on DK Metcalf. Like, they could have went out and got a guy like this. They could have, because look how close they are to being – a Super Bowl, like getting to the Super Bowl with Josh Allen. They need to do it, right? And you would think if they didn't believe in Keon Coleman, they would have done that. I think they believe in Keon Coleman, as do I. So I think he's a guy that can burst through this year, go for 11, 12, 1,300 yards, double-digit touchdowns, and be the alpha in the Josh Allen offense. Can be Keon Coleman.
I'm just glad to know that my trash man theoretical framework is just spreading like a spider web to the other members of Roster Watch. Because that's a real trash man kind of pick. Because the thing is, there's a guy here who's an easy top 10 that we haven't mentioned. I mean, and he finished, he was a top 10 fantasy receiver in 2024 with another potentially top 10 2025 receiver on the team with him. And that's Garrett Wilson.
Oh.
Garrett Wilson, easy. It's a slam dunk.
That's a good call.
It's the easiest pick for a top 10 wide receiver finish in 2025. I mean, he was already there in 2024 with Davante Adams alongside him, and now he basically got the receiving corps to himself. He's a top dog, undisputed. The Justin Fields who can air it out. It's ABC. It's just connect the dots. Garrett Wilson, top 10 receiver in fantasy, in dynasty or otherwise this season.
Technically a year younger than Justin Jefferson, year and a half younger than Lamb, year younger than Amon Ra, year and a half younger than Nico, all guys who are top 10 right now in dynasty. You and I both have him, of course, outside the top 10. I've met 13. You have met 11. The consensus has him at 14 overall in dynasty at the wide receiver. That is, I mean, I can't believe I just kind of like overlooked that. It's kind of like one of those things where you like see the name and you're like, eh. It is what it is. But then you go back and you're like the connection that him and Justin Fields had at Ohio State and the fact that literally all 3 years in the NFL, he's at 147 targets or more. He's been really rock solid. He's kind of got this – you could kind of call it a kind of like the Terry McLaurin thing where he hasn't really – on like a full season's base fantasy points per game, he hasn't really bursted through and got up to that 18, 19, 20 points per game kind of moniker. He's been sitting around 12 and 14 the last 3 years. Like, I don't know if Justin Fields can get him there, but with the lack of weaponry around him, dude, like, what's the all-time record for targets in a season? NFL targets. Is it like
Julio Jones had it or something, or maybe Marvin Harrison?
I thought it was Michael Thomas. Who has the most targets in a season?
Maybe Michael
Thomas. Marvin Harrison Jr., 205 targets in 2002. Calvin had 204 in 2012. Julio had 203 in 2015. That's the top three.
Hey, I had two of the top three.
Dude, listen, Garrett Wilson might have 205 targets. I'm cool with that. All right, so that's five. Tyreek Hill, Tedderell McMillan, Travis Hunter, Keon Coleman, Garrett Wilson. Here's my last one, and then Trashman will let you take us out. Give me a top 10 season in 2025 from a player that we were basically on, like we were basically prepared for a top 10 season from him in 2024. It was cut short for injury. He's 29 years old. He's like literally coming down. He's just getting ready to hit the back end of his career, coming off of an injury, but he's always been a maniacal worker in the training room. I think his wife is a physical therapist. Like this is the top, this is his off the field. It's one of the most important. You hear guys spending $1 million in the offseason on their body. Like this guy knows the importance of his body. Chris Godwin, 19.7 fantasy points per game in 2024, 50 receptions on 62 targets in seven games, five touchdowns, 576 yards in seven games. He was ready to go Super Saiyan for the rest of that season and win a lot of championships. We're getting it in 2025. Chris Godwin is going to burst through in 2025 and get us up into that conversation. Chris Godwin right now in Dynasty as a consensus is wide receiver 41. I got him at 34. Chris Godwin, 100% in that Tampa Bay offense connected to Baker Mayfield and with the ever-aging Mike Evans, who probably hits 1,000 yards again, maybe, unless Chris Godwin goes for 1,600 and 10 touchdowns. I'm going Chris Godwin here, number six.
Well, then I can definitely have gone for Tyreek Hill with my first one. and my last one, it's got to be Rashee Rice.
Yes.
Barring some kind of suspension, I mean, 18.1 PPR points per game over his last 13 games. Top 12 receiving grade. I mean, he's right there. He's right there. Xavier Worthy, yeah, he stepped up in that offense with Rashee not there, but Rashee, he's got the length. He's got the touchdown upside, and like he's playing. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has never really had just a full complement of healthy top tier receivers until now. We're going to see what he can do with that. I mean, I really say this guy's the top quarterback in the game, right? Mm-hmm. Right now, I mean, like, so give him his weapons, and why not project one of his top tier weapons there? We're talking top touchdown red zone, and we're talking about field stretching ability. And, you know, just being a target hound, why not project one of his top-tier receivers being a top-10 receiver in Dynasty this season?
Rashee Rice, seven players that are outside the top 10 in Dynasty that we think can vault into the top 10 in 2025 and potentially into the top 10 in Dynasty a year from now. It's going to be a great offseason, Roster Watch Nation. Garrett Wilson, Travis Hunter, Ted Earl McMillan, Tyreek Hill, Keon Coleman, Chris Godwin, and the Trash Man is all in, maybe, on Rashee Rice.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.